Blog Talk Radio.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, dear nigga down here, brothers and packs done, plus everybody's high, too doped up to ask why. Watching our own downfall, witness the end. It's like we don't believe in God, cause we living in sin. I asked my homie on the block why he strapped, he laughed, pointed his pistol at the cop car, passed the blast. It's just another murder, nobody mourns no more. My teardrops getting bigger, but can't figure what I'm crying for. Is it the miniature caskets, little babies, victims of a straight from drug dealers gone crazy? Maybe it's just the drugs, business of how the block was. Crack came and it was strange how it rocked. Perhaps the underlying facts they hide explain genocide. It's when we ride on our own kind. What is it we all fear? Reflections in the mirror. We can't escape fate. The end is getting nearer. Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's
who developed autism-like symptoms after receiving 5 vaccinations in one day.
Chemtrails are real. And then you show the satellite photos of the chemtrail sprays everywhere, how all the lines, like spider webs, cover up cities. I mean, they are manipulating the planet.
Welcome to the 2012 concentration camp. Time to put the flag down, down, stop the slave man. We have 55 trillion, 6.9 billion divided by our lives. We all die by the millions. The realest shit that's going on is right in front of you. Do something now, and this is just what might be coming to you. Trying to live, want to exist, but look what life has done to you. They put these lies in front of you, they must have mind it's done to you. Yeah, they start killing us. These kids' farms are filled with drugs. Autism caused by doctors putting shots into us. Hospitals want to keep us as locked prisoners. How could anyone look around here? Just not giving up. I'm not giving up. I'll let these rhymes rupture. Vocal cut core crystals and crystalline structures. Listen, listen. They're screaming and they're panic struck. Time to wake up before we see another Sandy Hook. I don't think you really want to know what's going on. Stop and take a look around you while you hear the song. Cause the world ain't really what you think you thought it was. You might not want to know, but the truth must be told. I don't think you really want to know what's going on. Stop and take a look around you while you hear the song. Cause the world ain't really what you think you thought it was. You might not want to know, but the truth must be told. This ain't really what it seems in the air with the breeze getting weird. Burning bees disappear, certain leaves engineered. There's no trees getting smeared. It becomes clear when a chemtrail sequence appears. Yeah, we're getting killed at a rapid rate. People dying, texting and driving, just trying to send a happy face. Yeah, you laugh your day, but tomorrow it's all gone. When it's all from your mom, it's hauled up into your father's arms.
Combination, vaccination.
And we are online. It's Thursday people. That's the great brother Steve Grant. And if you're now familiar with Steve Grant, look him up. And that track right there is called Concentration Camp. He has many greats that I like. He has one, Big Bad Wolf. And I met that brother, very humble brother that's fighting a very good cause, much like myself, much like, shout out to my comrades Anonymous, shout out to my comrades over at the Black Panthers for Justice as we continue to do justice, bring justice. But Steve Grant, definitely look him up, Steve Grant, G-R-A-N-T, Steve Grant, check that brother out. Dope music, you know I ain't going to play it if I don't think it's dope or conscious or something that's going to awaken us, because why keep playing super music? But first to people, first of all, I'd like to just say thanks. You know how I do. Thank you to all the, first of all, thank you to the Most High. As I say every show, thank you for, you know, giving me the passion, you know, downloading me with the passion. Downloading me with the knowledge and the wisdom to even fight this fight. A lot of brothers just don't even want it. A lot of brothers and sisters don't even want it. A lot of brothers act like it don't exist and they know it. And those are the ones that disturb me the most, are the ones that know what's happening and just don't want to get in there and do anything about it. So I just want to say thanks for the courage that, you know, that I was given. Thank you for each and every caller, each and every text message, each and every post on my Facebook, on my Instagram, each and every person that shares my show and say, shout out to my boy Scott for saying, you know, good dialogue, and, you know, for him saying he listened to other shows and he just don't have a feel like this. So that let me know I'm cooking with something good. I'm cooking with good spices and good recipes here. Shout out to my boy Kazumba. Shout out to my boy E. Shout out to my boy Tim. Tim is always controversial and always bring, you know, the stuff to the show. You know, but that's each and every one of my people. Shout out to my boy Julian. Shout out to Dreaming Pisces. You know, I'm always gonna push her and say if you want beautifully crafted pieces of jewelry, whether it's necklaces, earrings, bracelets, she's a person. Hit her up on Instagram, that's DreamyPisces80 at Instagram. Or if you want to check out our website, DreamyBeadsBySharonV.com. DreamyBeadsBySharonV.com, who is also going to be an excellent speaker in the near future to come, you know. And that's the thing that we begin, you know, we help each other get to the point where we learn our gifts. Excuse me. We learn our gifts. We learn our passion. We learn what it is that we're put here to do. You know, and it's not saying there's anything wrong with a 9-to-5, but just the fact that, you know, you're stuck and you're saying, I know I have something better in me. You know, I know, you know, life is much more. I want to do it, but I don't know how. Shout out to the people that are able to walk away from jobs and say, you know what, I don't know where I'm going, but I'll find out when I get there. You know, and that takes enough courage. Like, if I didn't shout out to my boy, shout out to my brother from another, Eddie Belafonte. Always cool and come in with his cool side of the show. You know, everything that every person brings to the show, I truly appreciate each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart. Shout outs to me. Yeah, I can shout myself out. But, you know, definitely, it was a tough job. You know, being awakened. Not just being awakened, you know, dealing with the sheeple. And as we were mentioning in the last show, you know, it's always positive for self-love. But as we were mentioning, you know, last show, what it is that we love about ourselves, it took a spin, and I felt like we spent a little too much time on Beyonce, but that was just to get the point out about, you know, how serious the Panther movement is. And just the fact that the Super Bowl was Sunday. And the fact that people are going out of their way, out of their way, out of their day, out of their precious hours to continue to fight and defend and find artifacts to justify and say this person, this human being that was born like you and I, you know, instead of finding facts that liberate us, instead of finding facts or finding a way to help the people, you know, we are finding ways to vindicate a celebrity. You know, and that's the part that bugs me out, you know, that we rally around a celebrity in the fashion that we do. I mean, so many people said, you know, and I'm reading posts as I go down my timeline, and people are saying, well, she was at the Trayvon Martin thing and did this. I get that. But my thing is, this is a nonstop battle, whether you are speaking, whether you are acting, whether you are just fighting through your music, whether you're fighting through your poetry. Shout out to my boy Corey Soul speaking of poetry. Whether you are fighting through whatever, it's a everyday job. It's not showing up at a rally here and there. It's not a song that you can make here and there. It's not a show. It's you know, shout out to the mother of Nicholas Thomas and, you know, the father of Nicholas Thomas, who was killed by that slime pig, Kenneth Owens, who's getting a promotion. So they're gunning our kids down and giving off a third of us rallying and trying to find facts to help these families. We're lobbying around a celebrity, and that was my only thing with the last show. You know, we're rallying around people who are living in comfortable mansions instead of like the Joseph family, Andrew Joseph III. Do you research what I say, people? Andrew Joseph III, whose kid was 14-year-old kid, was taken unfairly in Tampa, Florida, by the Hillsborough County police officers. No reason. Great kid, no gang activity, none of these stereotypes that they label our kids with. Great kid in school, just great kid overall. Take this kid away from his, you know, away from his surroundings where he's safe, and begin to interrogate him. Just begin to interrogate this guy because it was an incident, and being the kid that he was, he was coming to the aid of his friend. So when he comes to the aid of a friend, they lock his young kid up without no probable cause, not notifying his family. You know, they take this kid and just violate him, you know, taking pictures of him to see if he had gang affiliation, tattoos, which he had none. So when they found out this young kid who has no ties or anything, they still didn't notify his parents. They just let him loose. And young Andrew's trying to find his way home and decide to walk, you know, on the freeway. He's hit and killed by a brother that shouldn't even have been on the street. And now his parents fight every day, every single day for justice. Every single day they are screaming the name Andrew Joseph III. Andrew Joseph III. Andrew Joseph III. But we are talking about celebrity. You know, we're talking about their little money, okay, they're doing it, they're charging up outrageous. Okay, shout out to that brother Nicholas Thomas that lost his life as an officer was serving a petty warrant at his job. Now, we've watched our kids be gunned down, whether it was Jordan Davis, wasn't gunned down by an officer, but whether it was Mike Brown, whether it was Tamir Rice, whether it was Sandra Bland, whether it was Tony Hill, can I keep going? Whether it was Eric Garner, whether it was John Crawford, can I keep going? So this kid is, you know, so this kid Nicholas Thomas is afraid. You know, so he jumps in the car. He's going nowhere. He didn't lead the cops on a high-speed chase. And the officer, as they always do, say, I fear for my life. Shot this kid. But the autopsy and what he says contradicts each other. So he shot this kid in the back. So how are you fearing for your life if he's going away? And this cop, this pig, because it's not a cop, this pig, Kenneth Owens, for the Smyrna Police Department in Georgia, gets a promotion to lieutenant. But we care about Beyonce. So if you are on my page, please find his parents, Felicia Thomas, to show them love. If you are in the ATL area, come out on the 15th to Smyrna City Hall and rally with his family. You know, and this is the thing of, you know, the essence of a fighter. Whether you want to put the revolutionary spin on it, whether you want to just put as a plain activist, you know, just to use our voices every day. And some people really don't like us. Some people hate the consciousness that we're on. Some people hate just the overall things that we stand for. Not knowing, we are fighting every day for you. We are fighting every day just to open your eyes to the truth that they've hidden from you. So please remember names like Andrew Joseph. Please remember names like Nicholas Thomas. And on February 15th, on the Smyrna City Hall from 5:30 to 9, come out and show your face. You know, it's not about passion. This is the thing that we always say, oh, you're bashing. And as I was speaking last show, we're too easily tricked, black people. We are too easily tricked and persuaded. If it looks dark, we jump on with no questions asked or anything. So I just want to extend that. And you worshipers, you celebrity worshipers, I don't know what to tell you. But then you'll go to church and sit up there and talk about idolatry. You know, well, we know you ain't, they said you're not supposed to idolize nobody, but you guys go to war for celebrities who don't even know you exist. So that's my take on that. I'm not even going to get into it, and I don't even want to hear nothing about it from my listeners. We did enough of that last show. If we're going to talk, look up on research right now. Let's talk about Nicholas Thomas. Let's talk about Andrew Joseph. Talk about Kelly Thomas. Let's talk about people that matter. Let's talk about people that are losing their lives every day. It's funny, you know, when I speak on the Black Lives Matter movement, and I say, they're not taken to the hood. They're not taken to the area of every time a brother or sister is gunned down and getting up in these neighborhoods and these dope dealers' faces. Like they're doing, and they took to the stage of Bernie Sanders. People say, oh, you know, you hating. You know, we have to stop, as people, valuing one life over the other. If a non-black person takes that life, then we are outraged. But if it's black on black, we say, well, that's just the conditioning. At some point, we got to stop blaming, you know, that and when we just flat out know better. You know, yes, I do blame, you know, society to a certain extent. But to just take a brother's life when you are watching a show like First 48, and they'll know what they're doing in the moment of killing. Some of them are stone cold killers. So how can we look at a show like First 48 and not say Black Lives Matter? Because we watch every day our brothers and sisters throw their lives away. whether it's the killer, that's a black life gone. Sometimes it's accomplices. So how can we be one-sided? That's one reason we'll never be truly liberated. So we talk in circles because we cut corners. We say it's okay for one person to kill, but it's not for the other. A mother's pain is a mother's pain, no matter if the killer was Hindu, no matter if the killer was white or black. A mother's pain is a mother's pain. A lost child is a lost child. So we got to get up off that petty, one-dimensional way of thinking and have the nerve to really think we're going to defeat a beast with one-dimensional thinking. So that's my take on that. Now, into the topic. Now, this was proposed to me by my boy Jay, and I hope he's going to learn tonight and he's able to discuss, because it was a great topic when he brought it to me. And he said, my brother, I got a topic for you. I said, what you got, man? He said, do you love yourself enough to stop loving yourself? He said, that means, you know, being egotistical, too prideful, too vain, you know, shallow, all of these things, because it's a spiritual growth. We tend to forget that everything, you know, take solace in beating up on religion. And some people say, yes, you do. You know, you have a good time. But there is no elevation past a certain point. And we are supposed to spiritually elevate. We are supposed to mentally elevate. We're supposed to physically elevate. I mean, we're in the gym working out. You know, we want to see the results. We want to see the muscles. We want to see everything. So, you know, we're working hard to get those results. But are we in the gym when it comes to spiritual prayer? Are we in the gym with changing our ways? And one of the things that bothers me about my people's growth, and it's not just black people. When I say my people, I mean my people in general, my people of righteousness, is we make excuses about why we can't grow. We're so prideful. Brothers don't have enough integrity and guts and heart to go after that woman that they love. Sisters don't have enough strength to really release and allow a brother to love him. You know, do you love yourself enough to stop loving yourself? Do you love yourself to stop loving the things of this world past a certain point? Do you love yourself enough to admit your flaws? Do you love yourself enough to ease away from that stick, you know, when you know, because you can't find spirit and flesh. You know, do you love yourself enough to turn away these things? You know, and one thing that gets me is, you know, we have made a thing proudly out of cheek. You know, some of the posts that I stroll down looking at, you know, we are so proud to cheat on our women. We're so proud to be side people. You know, we are so caught up in vanity. We're so caught up in the illusion of how a man or a woman is supposed to look. But then when you're caught in bad relationships, you're wondering how. Because you didn't search right. You didn't consult with the Most High and say, is this the person for me? You know, you didn't, you know, and people say, and this is the funny part, you know, when you are awake and you begin to talk about God, the Christian people say, you know, a lot of people that I'm around say, well, you talk about that too much. Well, what am I supposed to talk about? You know, so pride. You know, if we did that show the other night about, you know, our hang-ups, the number one thing that I heard a lot from my brothers was pride. you know, forget that, I ain't going to call her. Or forget that, I ain't going to call him. You know, so pride is a killer past a certain point. Now, I'm not saying just be wimpy. I think we're old enough to decipher when we're being pushovers and when we're just not easing up. You know, some people grow. I mean, you know how I do. I'm almost done setting the table. But, and I hope you, you know, get where I'm going with this topic. You know, because we must surrender the things that have been holding us down. Anger. Do you love yourself to submit to the anger issues that you have? Do you love yourself enough to admit you have issues? Because I know a lot of us come on the show and we talk like we're afraid to talk like we got like we got issues, because we always got to put up this false bravado of, you know, oh, I'm tough or I'm this and I'm that. And really, if we open up and speak, you never know what another person is going through. Your stuff can help somebody else. He also said things like, now, this is a good one, and we know, I put it on the table. He said, flesh, you know, submit to masturbation. Now, what you said, that's the spokesman. You know, and I went on record, and I'm not ashamed to talk about my porn addiction I had. I'm not ashamed of this stuff, because you can't use it against me. When you throw the truth out there, what can they come back at you with? Oh, national spokesman said he used to like porn. I'm human. And to shed that skin of saying, man, I had a porn addiction, man. You know, because we don't understand when we're watching these movies, the spirits that's coming through, them lustful spirits. When we're looking at them ladies and they're looking at you in the eye and they're looking very seductive. And you're like, hoo-hoo, boy. You know, and you begin to get taken away with the thoughts. Do you love yourself enough to stop loving yourself? And I hope my boy calls in and he's able to bring home his topic. Do you love yourself enough to be truthful? Do you love yourself enough to be truthful in your relationship? Do you love yourself enough to tell your mate everything? But then can that mate handle it? Do you love yourself enough to be real? You know, and I have gone on record several times and said, you know, that was an issue of mine. And we act like, you know, and the thing that, you know, was brought to me, pornography is a million, probably billion-dollar industry, but nobody act like they watch it. Don't nobody watch it, but yet it makes a lot of money. Now, somebody buying something somewhere. We're too fake as a people. We're too fake. We get a go to church on Sunday. I'm going to get it to the Lord. No. Be real with yourself. Get that stuff out of you. So I'm going to open up the line. Do you love yourself enough to stop loving yourself? Oh, I see what we're none other to open up with my boy. Carlos, you are on the line.
Oh, what's going on, my brother?
Yeah,
I called in right in time, man.
You called in right in time, man.
Oh, man, but great topic. Great topic. But pretty much, for me, do I love myself to stop? The idea came from exactly what you were saying, you know, just the issues that we deal with as people, but are secretive and afraid to say, you know, yes, as a man, I had a porn addiction.
Yeah.
I mean, as most men do and as most people do, but aren't, you know, afraid to say it because they feel like it's a dirty little secret. But when you walking in on a different path, you know, you can't have dirty little secrets. You know, if you have to face those dirty little secrets and love yourself enough to understand that, in order for me to get better, in order for me to grow, I have to get over that. You know, I have to get past that.
And not understanding that the first way of getting over it and getting past it is to confront it, is to speak on it.
Yeah, you're right. Just like I mean, and that's with any issue that we're dealing with, you know, personally and in this world, like racism. I mean, do we love ourselves, you know, as black people to really love black people? I mean, not only black people, but just people in general. You know, do we love ourselves enough as a culture to understand that we have to show unconditional love to everybody, regardless of their skin tone, you know, regardless of their ethnicity?
I mean, and, you know, you and I talk a lot about this when we say, you know, I'm not in a position to, you know, being in the revolution, I'm not in a position to pick sides and say, well, you know, I don't like, you know, especially when you're dealing in the spirit. You know, the spirit don't allow you to be one-dimensional. The spirit don't allow you just to love one set of people while you're showing to have a huge amount of hate for other people. And a lot of people don't understand that.
Well, because that's going against, you know, the most common law. That's the overall law is, you know, love thyself. Well, love your neighbor as you love yourself. So if you have an understanding of loving yourself, then you'll understand that you have to love everybody regardless of, you know, their situation. Everybody has a testimony. Everybody has a story, a background. And who are we to place judgment on these people, you know, for their actions? I mean, because at the end of the day, we're all held accountable for our own actions. Our job is just to love one another. Our job is to, you know, help each other grow. It's not to destroy one another. It's not to have any hatred or animosity towards one another.
Okay. And, you know, as I was speaking, I think before you came in, and I was saying, you know, what was so great about the topic is, you know, it's kind of crazy that we did a show last, you know, Tuesday about what do you love about yourself. You know, because, you know, the thing of it is that you have to have that confidence and that self-love, but you can't be over to the fact you're in denial. And a lot of people, like I was saying before you came in, a lot of people have the attitude of, well, that's just me. You know, that's how I always think. And you can't grow like that.
You have to. Growth is about getting outside that comfort zone. It's about, you know, about continuously loving, continuously, you know, showing that love, continuously fighting past those fleshly desires that we have. You know, it's understanding those fleshly desires and having that discipline and that courage, you know, to walk that path. That's what growth is about.
Okay. Okay. I appreciate the topic, man. I appreciate the topic, and if you want to swing back around, let me know, man.
All right, I will, brother. I'm just putting up these groceries right now, and I appreciate you buzzing me in, and I hope everybody have a blessed night and just get something from the mess, get something from the topic, and don't be afraid to face those demons. You know, it's a part of growth. Don't be afraid to, you know, face the reality of that we're not perfect.
Back. Peace, my
brother. Bless you, my brother.
Shout out to the homie Jay. Now, I mean, do you love yourself enough to stop loving yourself? And if you're just calling in or you want to tell somebody to call in, they should be calling area code 646-787-1787. What you say, national spokesman? 646-787-1787. And one more time, we're talking about, do you love yourself enough to stop loving yourself? That means enough to stop being so proud. Stop being so stubborn. Stop being stuck in your ways and set in your ways and saying, well, I'm a Christian or I'm a Muslim or I don't believe. You're still, I don't care what God you believe it is. You have to grow for you. We have to grow to break these generational curses that if we're still holding on to things on the inside, we're going to pass them on to our kids. This is how we messed up as a group of people. Because we've held on to, you know, prideful ways. You know, I can't love. Love ain't for me. Love is for suckers. You know, we pass all this negative poison on, and this stuff gets embedded in our kids, and they embedded it to their kids, and it's like generation, it goes on, it goes on, it goes on, because we never stop, you know, loving ourselves in a selfish way to love ourselves in a positive way and say, you know what, I do have problems. So when I click on you, please don't act like you don't have no issues. Do you love yourself enough to be truthful? You know, what is it that you hold on to too long? You know, as I went on record and said, you know, about my confidence, about me being afraid to speak in front of a camera. I could speak in front of a crowd of people, but scared to speak in front of a camera. You know, me with my disability, being afraid to open up. But I had to learn to love myself and stop holding on to the things that was holding me down. So I'm going to keep the calls rolling and see what we have. Carter, you are online, 0333.
What's up, my brother?
Yo, what's going on?
It's your boy Optimistic, man, just checking in. And I just wanted to tune in, you know, for a little brief second and just share something that I have to say, you know. A great topic that you're having tonight, you know. Do we love ourselves? Stop being so selfish, stop being so stubborn. And you know, the thing about, and I'm not just saying our people, but the topic is about our people. If we stop trying to keep up with the Joneses, and if we stop trying to ball on a bare budget, if we stop trying to be more than what we are, and we start being humble to ourselves and our children, we will be more united as one. So we can stand up against these evil people. So we can block all this negativity that we have going on among ourselves and in our circle. If we can stop doing that, if we can stop trying to be more than what we actually are, we will have a chance, bro. Mm. You know? And,
I mean, that's a good way of looking at it.
Exactly. And, you know, I got some stuff patting today. I got some shirts coming out. And the words are saying, I am racist, but I'm not racist. The definition of racist to me is, I am racist towards demeanor. I am racist towards appearance. I am racist toward attitude. And that's for all colors.
Okay.
It's not just about a black and white thing or he's white or this and that. No, it's about your appearance, it's about your demeanor, and it's about your attitude. That's what I'm racist about.
I like that, bro.
Thank you, brother. And I wish I could keep going, but I'm about to go do this show. And, brother, I love you, my brother. Keep doing what you do, homie. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all tune in to my brother, man. I'm talking about very outspoken, very intelligent brother, man. Y'all continue to tune in, man, and listen to what my brother had to say. Because he's telling y'all some real stuff, and we have to be united as a race so we can stand up against these evil villains.
Appreciate you, my guy.
I appreciate you, brother. You have a blessed one, man, and y'all take care.
Much love. Shout out to the homie Optimistic, who is a great artist, and good luck with that show tonight, bro. Good luck with that show. Keep continuing to spread that positive message that he does. And if he gets me some stuff on here, I will play that brother's stuff. I will play that brother's stuff because that's what it's about. Each one teach one, but also supporting those that support you. Shout out to the homie Optimistic. Optimistic, look that brother up on my page. Tell him I sent you. You know, we have to learn to cheer our brothers, to support our brothers and sisters. Do we love ourselves enough to stop being crabs in a barrel? Do we love ourselves enough to stop, not wanting the other brother to shine out of fear of it's going to take away from me? Do we love ourselves enough to stop embracing all the nigger things that they told us we are? Like my boy just said, we want a champagne dream on a 40-ounce budget. So, do we love ourselves enough to stop, spending and buying things that we can't afford. Stop, you know, stop loving the image that they have given us, and we're going out spending our hard-earned slave money to keep up with the Joneses. Do we love ourselves enough to change these things? Carlos, you are on the line.
Hey, what's going on, Jerry?
What's up, my bro?
Trying to get over this cold, man. I like this topic you got going on. Each caller, man, they definitely hit with some good point. You know what I mean? I was thinking about what you were speaking on about party dishes. I used to be addicted to it. You know what I'm saying? I had to lead it along. I was like, you know, I gotta grow beyond that experience, because I was, you know, growing up, seeing my father watching porn and shit. And so, I guess, like, growing up, you get introduced to stuff and then you carry it on to adulthood. So, the part of this, it had me for a while, so, yep. Along with other various things that, I do have some insecurities, you know what I'm saying? But I try not to focus too much on my negatives, you know what I'm saying? I try to focus on my, you know, my good qualities and stuff like that. After mentioned something about champagne dreams and
on a 40-ounce budget.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it ain't nothing wrong with trying, you know, dream big, but you got to be realistic, you know what I'm saying? If you can't afford these type of things, then you should put yourself in a situation where, you know what I'm saying, trying to press or please other people. And at the end, you be looking foolish because now you don't blow their money trying to keep up with the Joneses, you know what I'm saying? And I guess that goes out for those, like, I really don't like tax seasons. You know what I'm saying? That's one of my pet peeves. You know what I'm saying? So I see everybody, you know, they buy the new Jade or the whatever with LeBron James or whatever, you know, expensive things they couldn't afford at the time that they were working and whatnot. And so when tax season come around, they get everything that they've been wanting. And, you know, me and a friend of mine, we had a conversation about this. If I was getting the refund back for my taxes and whatnot, it's considered as a mistake. And not for you to be going out here splurging just to be putting on for the gram or the Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? We know you just got your tax money back. You know what I'm saying? That's one of my pet peeves right there. I really can't stand it. So I'm like, be real with yourself, and you want to know why you can't get ahead because you're trying to keep up with everybody else. You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
Just like you were saying about people worship celebrities on a new trend,
yeah,
or whatever. So, you know, that's what seems to come in, and they want to, you know, keep up with the celebrities or the new trends. So, you know, I really don't like that. I've never been about that.
I want to interject on something, an interesting point that you brought up when you were talking about the porn addiction, and you said it was introduced by your father. And see, that's something that we don't understand. How were these things introduced to us? You know, and we were introduced to us at a young age. So, you know, we're not understanding the spirit that jumped on us at that young age. And we were oversexed as young boys because, you know, we teach our boys, you know, as I always say, we got to stop, you know, labeling them and saying, that's my little nigga. Oh, my little nigga, you know, it's about having sex. It's about that. And we have a lot of kids stuff that they don't even understand or they're not ready for. So, you know, even the understanding at a young age that spirit grabbed a hold of us and we didn't even understand what it was. You know, that spirit of, you know, like you were just talking about the celebrity, that spirit of idolatry, you know, you know, wanting to be accepted, all these things that we really don't understand where it came from.
Right. And see, like with me, I've been introduced to a lot of things, really not proud of, but still had to twinkle an eye about it. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, twinkle an eye, like, I don't want to say glorified, but you know what I'm saying? It had my interest, you know what I'm saying? Like growing up, like I was telling you about the party dish you did, you know, seeing to not want to get with a prostitute, but prostitute knowing that they can make money and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Then what about my flaws and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Seeing a woman, she out there, she get money and shit, along with, you know, I was exposed to fast money and shit. You know, stuff like that and gambling. I don't gamble. I ain't had to gamble in a long time, but you know, I don't been introduced to a lot of stuff, and a lot of stuff still, like, you know, has my interest. But you know what I'm saying, I'm working on myself. But,
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I appreciate you giving me a chance to speak my piece and stuff. Everybody have a good night.
Shout out to the homie. At an elephant, who is always great in his opinion, is respected and needed on his show. You know, and that's the thing, man. I'm not afraid to talk about stuff no more. I ain't afraid of the homies' jokes because the joke's on them. You know, once I said, you know, I would no longer be a victim of low self-esteem. I would no longer be a victim of this lustful spirit that's attached to me. I would no longer be a victim of wanting to be accepted by other people and just desperate, chasing after all the wrong type of women. You know, I would no longer be a victim of just, you know, why me? You know, the white man has done this to me when a lot of times we're doing it to ourselves. Now, do they block us? Hell yeah, they block us from a lot of things. But we block ourselves most by saying, well, you know, the white man won't give me a break. Give yourself a break. Well, shout out to the homie Eddie Belafonte. Carlos, you are on the line.
Oh, y'all gonna let me fall. I almost swooned.
Yo.
What's wasted?
Yo, Carlos. Yo, 3-8-1-2. Okay, they not knowing that they on air. All right, we keep going. Carlos, you are on the line. Zero 0979. Okay, they not knowing either. Carla, you are on the line.
Hello.
Hello there.
Well, good evening, good night. Speaking on your topic, I can say that area in quite a, you know, different ways. I don't know where to start, but like I can say, like, oh, think I'm dealing with now is a lusting spirit.
Okay.
For some reason, I was lusting on getting with this certain type of person, and it was like I prayed it out, and the time I started praying it out, to be honest, I wasn't feeling good. It was like I felt like I wanted to throw up, and I just felt bad. I started feeling bad after I was lusting over this person. And then I didn't know that it was like one of the seven deadly sins that you don't supposed to lust. So I really, really started, you know, praying it out. So, but on the other hand, to be honest, I got, like you say, you know, talk what we're dealing with. I think you had to be honest with yourself to admit what it is.
Yes.
That you're going through. And I gotta say, for some reason, on the other hand, it's another lusting spirit I've been dealing with for about 2 years. So I'm not trying to sound like I'm contradicting myself, but I said, you know how I'm gonna deal with this situation? I think I'm gonna go ahead and just get it out the system and get it all out the way.
Okay.
I gotta be honest because you know. Well,
you
I
know,
want to
you
say
know
this
show. You know that this is a show. You know this is a show. I understand we have to speak. You know, you never know who's listening, and they may be going through the same thing that you're going through.
Right. So it's like I mean, I don't know what's going on with me dealing with that, but like I said, maybe God was trying to reveal me with the other spirit. Like, you don't need to be lusting after this person and all these thoughts and stuff you have about this person. Maybe that's why I was feeling like that. But I will say, on the other hand, about this other part I've been dealing with for the 2-year part, I don't feel bad about it. So I'm going to go ahead, give up the sister, and deal with it. And, if you know, hey, whatever the outcome be, you know, it is what it is. But like I said, as far as the other areas, I can't say I am proud of myself to say that. Another thing is I let pork go. I haven't eaten pork in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, I was listening to the other callers who were saying, like, you know, they was introduced to porn and stuff like that. Well, you know, I mean, I know that's a different aspect. I grew up eating pork, you know, just like everybody in my family eat pork. And on my part, I didn't know it was very unhealthy for me. Like, I tried it baked. I tried it fried. Had a headache, just... high, you know, I think it gave me high blood pressure a couple of times. And I went cold turkey, let it go. Don't even feel bad about it. But here lately, it's like, for some odd reason, I've been craving for some fried fatback and some thick bacon. I will say I'm not going to eat it. You know, I don't have a problem with nobody else, you know, who eats it or whatever. It just... I'm glad there was a health choice I made for myself because I noticed I feel a lot better. You know, it's sometimes you have to change things the way you were brought up, not saying that, you know, you're going against, you know, your parents or whatever, how they brought you up this certain type of way. But I have an aunt who, she got mad one time that, pretty much in the whole household, me, my sister, her husband, none of us eats pork. Well, my sister eats it every now and then. But I had bought, like, not the pulled pork, but, like, the pulled beef and I think the pulled chicken, you know, to have, like, barbecue sandwiches, whatever. She hit the roof because we didn't buy the pulled pork. So it's like, I know, and she is one of the old schools that is set in her ways, and I think that's what kind of, like, you know, had us bump heads here and there because she is set in her ways. She's like, you know, I'm raised on pork, but I think for the way, how she eats it, I think she kind of let it go, not saying all the way, but, like, cut back on. So I think it'll improve her health, you know, her health-wise. But I'm proud to say that that's one choice I've made in my life, and exercising a little bit more and stuff. So that's all. You know, we deal with different stuff, but I just wanted to share that. That's all.
I appreciate that. Shout out to her. I mean, that's real. She said she deal with a lusting spirit. You know, and she said she want to get it out of her system because, now, would that be helpful? Perhaps. You know, so how, you know, that's another thing of how do we deal with these issues. And what she said, it wasn't left field. She said, I know it's a change of pace, but just think about it. We've been brought up on, like she said, fried fatback. We've been brought up on all this greasy, unhealthy stuff that really kill us. You know, so that's like a slow death. But shout out to her for saying, she kicked the habit of pork. But it's always like, you know, the thing of being like a recovering addict, you know, a recovering drug addict, a recovering alcoholic. When you have these addictions, you forever a recovering addict. And you can relapse at any time. You know, she can relapse and get a pork chop sandwich at any time. I can relapse and watch a dirty movie at any time. So it's the thing of being open, being real, and fighting every day, because we have temptations that come at us each and every day. And don't let us start to say we're righteous and we're going to do right, because the more we say, oh, I'm righteous, oh, I don't need that, that's the most when we're going to get tested. We're going to get fought tooth and nail. We're going to get tried on that very one thing that we said, I'm going to stay away from. So it's important, like I said, this is a show. I'm not a Umar Johnson. I'm not any of these guys that give you their, you know, they give you this persona of who they are. They don't, you know, they don't really open up and tell you who they are personally. So I'm a real approachable guy, as I said in my video. I'm not a guy that sit up and act like I got everything. I fight every day. You know, and that's what I hope that, you know, you guys like about my show and like about me, that I'm a real cat. I'm a real guy. You know, we are so afraid of our darkness. As my boy Jay said, we're afraid of them little dark secrets. But at some point, we can't continue to hold secrets. Got to be honest. And if we can't be honest with nobody, be honest with ourselves. I'm going to keep it rolling. Caller, you are on the line. 0039. Okay.
Hey. Good evening, National Spokesman.
Yo, what's up, my brother?
Doing good. Yeah, this is a good topic, to talk about. And first, I want to shout out to the Black Panthers for Justice, Miss Pisces, Eddie Belafonte, Optimistic. That was very creative. Yeah. That shirt, I would definitely even get. Yeah, that was very, very creative. Shout out to Anonymous and the new callers that are coming in and the callers that are listening right now. Okay, for me, you know, I love myself enough to end that matrix mindset, because there was a time, when you mentioned, these celebrities and who they really are, and, from politics and in general, because my mindset was like, okay, go to school, go to work, and then come back home. And basically, do the same routine over and over again, just go to church and visit family and friends and whatnot, or, on an off day, just, go and, relax and just enjoy yourself. But not to realize that there are things really going on, like, of course, secret societies we talk about and mention. So all these things behind closed doors, it's going on. So, yeah, it came to a point where, get out of this mentality. Because if everybody is saying what's really going on and actually breaking it down, why should I continue having this matrix mindset? So I'm enslaving myself into thinking that, okay, that's the way things are. Ain't nothing going on. So now I've been awakened, I see things a lot differently. Especially when we're talking about, the elite. The elite are the enemies, the real enemies, and they're part of the beast, And the beast is still hungry. It's still coming after those who want to be gullible enough to fall into the trap. And so I refuse to even go back there, because I don't want to go back there. Because now that I'm doing my research, reading, and, listening to different people and talking with certain people now, because I can't talk to this with everybody, because everybody, of course, they don't want to understand. And they know the fact that it's out there, but they don't want to, confront it. So, of course, they're going to say conspiracy theory and all this stuff. So, that matrix mindset, they're going out the window. It's not going to crawl back in. Now, and also I mentioned about the lust, last time, I love myself enough to end that lust. And to end the porn addiction, because, man, I would masturbate nonstop. I would masturbate like 5 times in a day or even more. It'd be like almost every single day during the week or even a month, like to almost a year. I would just jack off. I would watch porn. I would watch it on my cell phone, on my tablet, go back to my cell phone, watch some more porn, and go to another porn site. Then I was like, wait a minute. Now, I'm watching so much porn and lusting after women that I don't care about, I can't even go on my knees and pray about it. Because the images of naked women, the thoughts would get into my head. And there were some disturbing thoughts that, could have let me pray because I'm thinking about these thoughts. So it was just really scary and wicked. I said, no. Either I break it or it breaks me. And knowing myself, I refuse to let it break me. So right now, I've stopped it. I haven't even checked on any websites. So from now going forward and beyond, I'm gonna be praying day and night and not have these thoughts of even getting to me. And of course, you mentioned relapse. There were some times, I almost relapsed. Like if I see a woman on the streets wearing a tight skirt, like shorts, and the butt and those butt cheeks are jiggling from side to side. I'd be like, okay, let me go holler because she got big booty, she got big titties, that I want to suck on. Let me go holler. But then again, that's not the type of woman I want to bring home to my mom and say, okay, this is my fiance, my wifey. So right now, I'm telling myself, don't do it. Self-discipline yourself and just pray day and night, and then fight this demon. Fight, the grain, because there's a lot of enemies, that people are talking about that are there, and we as a people, we have to stand up to the enemy, because if we don't, then of course, it's hungry enough to eat all of us, and I refuse to let that happen. So that's all I want to say.
Okay. Appreciate you, my guy. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Shout out to my boy Kazumba. He is the only one that is, arguably before he is real enough to say what the hell he have going on. And that's what it takes. And much success to you, bro. Much success to you. And truly find yourself spiritually, because he kept it real. He said he walked down the street and he seen woman booty jiggling from side to side. And us as fellas, now come on, we came front. How many of us are looking at women and say, damn, I wonder what kind of underwear she have on? Or look at a woman and imagine ourselves doing some nasty stuff to them, like the sister that called in and said she had thoughts. It's be real. Exposing these issues, because if you do, you on your way to defeating them. Ain't no need to acting like, oh, that don't exist. I got it in control. If you have it in control, you're not an addict. You wouldn't be addicted. So shout out to my boy Kazumba. Well, I'm proud of you on that one. You cracked up, You made me laugh, but that's some real stuff. He said he watched porn a lot. A lot, but that's a real life issue. How do you get past that? And see, that's what begins to make us disciplined, because we can't be spiritual beings undisciplined. And the first thing we say, well, I'm human. God know my heart, and that's a cop out for us to continue to do what we do and not take heed to what's happening. But to speak on it and say, I got a real issue. I can't even walk down the street without looking at a woman and feeling away. That takes guts, man. And I'm proud of you, man. I'm really, truly proud and respect to you. Oh, man. And see, I love these shows. Like I said, we're gonna get into a lot of stuff. We're gonna get into a lot of topics, but first we must learn to self heal. How are we gonna really, take on these spiritual things that we're gonna talk about? As you spoke about, you know, secret society. How we are really going to take on these evil forces? And we out of our mind if we think evil forces are behind a lot of this stuff. How are we going to deal? You know, and speaking of stuff on upcoming show, so you might want to start doing your research for those who don't know about the Jaw of the Godstone. And like I said, if you remember me and you've been hanging on with me, you remember I did a show probably like my second season about the Georgia Gadstone. So all my, you know, Georgia peaches or all my Georgia people or ATLians or whoever, you know, people that love Georgia, we don't even know what's going on in Elbert County. I don't even know where Elbert County is. You know, but this is a monument that was constructed by a mysterious guy, 1980, named R.C. Christian. I ain't even sure if that's his real name. But the top rule on these Godstones is to maintain humanity under 500 million. So when I begin to speak on depopulation, it's not a scare tactic or it's not a conspiracy theory. They have this stuff documented. But we'll say, oh, that's just a conspiracy. The Illuminati don't exist. You know, Beyonce said she ain't an Illuminati. 2 Chainz said it. They said it. They also said they sold 90 keys an hour. And we believe it. You didn't believe it. Did you believe that? You know, so we have to know what this beast is before we can really talk about it. But we must heal in ourselves. We must be able to say, I got issues, you know, I got strong on the inside, because we can't fight if we unhealthy. Because as soon as we begin to understand the knowledge, it'll send a spiritual woman or a sexual demon to take your head off. Or it'll send, you know, that drug of your choice to take you out. You know, so understand that, you know, like I said, respect to the homie David Banner. But for him to say the enemy don't exist, it's only God, he's a fool. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but that enemy exists. Whether you want to call him Beelzebub, whether you want to call him Satan, whether you want to call him Lucifer, whatever you want to call him, it exists. The devil, whatever, it exists. And we better be on our P's and Q's. So the first thing it is to be spiritual. But the first thing to being spiritual is confronting the issues that are in us. This is why I do these topics. Not just talk about stuff, to get us to realize the issues that we have going on. And we must deal with them, my people. Anger, jealousy, rage, fear. Fear will take you out. We must deal with it. Low self-esteem. We got to deal with it before we can even understand this knowledge. Deal with it, my people. I don't care if you don't believe. Deal with your issues. We have to. It's important. Don't be ashamed of it. So I'm going to keep rolling. Shout out to the homie Kazoom, but I really, really appreciate that guy. Call you on the line. Okay. Shout out to the chat, people that don't want to say that. Caller, you are on the line.
Hey there, National Spokesman. How you doing, bro?
Oh, what's up, T?
Ain't that too much. Shout out to all the listeners. I've been going through trying to get a few more people to call in or not. You know, it's hard to tell whether they call in or not, and particularly those females, because I love to hear the ladies' perspectives on things, and they always got a very enlightened view, as well do a lot of our brothers on this show too. So big ups to everybody. But yeah, Ontario, I'm just glad you pushing the people to deal with, you know, some of them issues, because that's really what it takes. That's really what it takes, is to push people to deal with it. And like, you know, most of the callers have been saying, the first step is obviously to admit that you got a problem. And then, you know, sometimes when you're talking to people, they think it's like a light switch, like you telling them, just stop doing it, like it's going to be easy or something.
Yeah.
So, you know, for a lot of the callers, understand that what Ontario is saying, and he's been saying it, that the things go in steps. And the first step is acknowledging it, setting forth the plan to work on it. But don't do the cop-out thing where you say, well, I'm human too. And then you just roll with it. But most of this stuff still, it all goes back to the Willie Lynch theory and stuff like that. And it's hard for us to love ourselves because we had so many tricks played on us, and some of our strongest men and women in terms of character. I mean, you got to imagine back in them days, if you were real strong in character, instead of them dealing with you, they just killed you and got it over with. I'll tell you a little story. I'll tell you that happened to me when I was in ninth grade B team basketball, and I didn't know how serious it was until I was an adult. But, I was always a little bit of a troublemaker, but not a troublemaker in the sense of doing crazy stuff. I spoke my mind. And I had a B team coach, old white man, because I went to a white school. And he told me, he said, Freeman, he said, you problem. You know what we do with problems? I said, what, coach? He said, we eliminate problems. And at the time, that just sounded like kind of logical to me. But, I knew that now that I'm grown, I knew that redneck was saying, niggas, we kill niggas like you. So, a lot of times, that's what we left with is a weaker brand of what we've been dealing with. See? But acknowledging that we got problems, taking that personal responsibility, even though the white man may be at the root of some of this stuff, he ain't going to come save us. Ain't nobody going to save us. And even though I talk about reparations, I don't look at that as the white man saving us or nothing. I think that's something that we need. I think we already work for it. But we all know we can get reparations right now today. And if we didn't address these issues and deal with them, man, we'd be broke by next month. So, just keep pushing the people, man. And me, I don't want to sound like I'm perfect neither, but I'll say this. I am a little bit older, and I realize some of the stuff that you're talking about quite a while ago, so I start working on a lot of it. And I think if I had to think about my biggest demon was probably my temper, which almost got me locked up on several occasions. And I had to learn that I can't let my temper get out of control like that, or it's going to cost me my freedom along with a lot of pain and agony for family members and stuff like that. Plus, I learned that in arguing with people, it was sort of self-satisfying, but I never won the argument, or I never really turned the person's mind to thinking like me. You know what I mean? So, I always try kindness, and even though the results don't always go my way, when I use kindness, I feel better. I'm not so huffing and puffing and all upset, and I ain't upset a whole lot of other people. So, for anybody out there that really think that arguing is going to prove your point, ease up off the argument. Try a little tenderness, and if it don't work, just let the whole thing go for a minute. Get back at it later on. And, another thing I wanted to mention, Terry, before I go, though, is that a lot of this stuff that we say and do is just old-time coping mechanisms that we've been using for the longest. Like you said, I'm only human, or you only live once. We done became a society that just live off of these cliches, and we want everything that's good to us, but we don't really care too much about the things that's good for us. And the reason is because the things that are good for us, quite frankly, are harder to obtain, much more substantial in the end, but of course, harder to attain, take that discipline and all of that. But that's what bears fruit. You don't put a seed in the ground and don't water it and don't nurture it and expect for it to bear fruit. And people had to start understanding that the good Lord put us here for the most part to be productive. And, all that productivity involves work. But if we could get like keep talking like this in smaller groups, but then, at some point in time, you got to bring the larger groups of people together and push them a little bit more, push them with understanding, which you always do on your show too. You push people Can you ease up a little bit? Give them a little leeway, because you can't, you know, if you just rigid, you push people away and you break people. Sometimes you got to warm them up a little bit, then bend them, you know, like a piece of steel. You heat it up a little bit, then bend it, and then heat it up a little bit more and bend it a little bit more so you get it right there where you want it. But if you just come in there and try to bend it, either you're not going to be able to bend it or you're going to break it. So, you know, you're doing a good job, all your listeners, as y'all go through your everyday travels, since y'all got things, you know, pretty much figured out. Make sure you spread these messages to people. And me, I'm pretty good about spreading my message just about everywhere I go. I used to not be like that. But, you know, as you get older and you grow, God's going to give you something. He's going to take some things away from you. But always remember, to whom much is given, much is required. All right, brother. I appreciate the show, man. And just keep doing what you do. Yes, sir. Peace out.
Oh, man. See, and that's what I like. Now we got true dialogue, man. Now we got true dialogue because people starting to admit, you know, hey, actors, you know. Like my brother TJ said, his anger. And I almost got him locked up. And he referred to the coach that he said, you're a problem. You know, and we eliminate problems. And subliminally, or kind of the way he could have been saying, we eliminate niggas like you. You know, you bad for the team. And that's what happens when you become a problem to this system. Because, as I always say, you a nigga that can read. When you open up that third eye and you are conscious, you are a slave that can read. Nigga, who taught you how to read? See, they ain't worried about us shit. His script. But when you start to deal with these issues, and keep fighting, Tim. No matter how old you are, bro, you know, never get too far for the say, I need prayer. Like, we speak on it now, Tim. You know, about, you know, pray. You only have to get on your knees. Get on the sofa. You know, but acknowledge that creator for creating your whole bloodline. Somebody made it. And go deeper than just our great grandma, our great great grandma, you know, our history and our lineage goes back centuries. You know, so that's my thing. Continue to fight, fight, Kazumba. Continue to fight, everybody. What is it? What is it that you need to improve? I had to take it on. It's almost. I love shows like this. Carlos, you are on the line.
Ontario, my man.
Yo, what's up, bro?
Bro, all right, man. Telling what's going on. How you doing, good?
Man, I'm doing awesome, man. I got the people rolling. I got the people talking. They do me good.
Yeah, no doubt, man. First, can't forget to shout out Steve Grant. Cool dude right there all day. PTP, shout out to PTP, my boy Vinny, Diesel Automatic. I've been listening to the dialogue, man, and it's pretty cool, you know. First point I want to make out is, you know, the basis of the topic of the phone call, the conversation, you know, the ego and the pride and what have you. You know, we all have ego. We all got an ego. You know, it's part of human nature. Like, this is we all possess it. It's just some have it way extreme, some have it very low, you know. That's part of being open minded to yourself. You know what I'm saying? To be humble, you know, you gotta be humble. But we all have an ego, so you know it's important to keep that in check. Like people say, to use the term, you know, being awakened. Like You know, I wouldn't say that I'm awakened. I'm awakened to a degree, because there's things that we all don't know. You know what I mean? Me and you, we talk on the phone every now and then, and we shoot ideas or what have you. And you know, I listen, and that's part of having the conversation, being able to listen to each other. You know, not talking at each other or you know, shooting back and forth opinions and what have you, because that doesn't really lead to anywhere. Like, so, you know, being awake to me means being able to be quiet and be open-minded to other information. That everybody don't know everything, but you know, everybody knows something. What else? You know, just being a man, like, you know, we got to prove our masculinity, because like you said, you know, we're born and we indoctrinated into certain things in society where we need to conform to being a certain way. And, you know, being, you know, I'm an activist all day, you know what I'm saying? But there's things that I've done that I regret. You know, I've hurt people, I've hurt women in my life that were, you know, important to me. And, you know, I can admit that, you know, and I can say, you know, I can show remorse. You know what I'm saying? Like, we men, we all men, but people say, oh, men don't cry, men don't do this. Because we got to put on, you know, we can't conform to what people think we're supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, I cry, you know what I mean? We all cry. Like, you know, we all have emotions and sheep. We're all sheep to a degree. If you think about it, you know what I'm saying? We're all sheep to a degree, because not everybody on this phone call don't know everything, including myself. So, you know, we gotta be able to say, you know, we're all human. You know, we fall short sometimes. We screw up. We do shit we ain't supposed to do. But we gotta be able to say, damn, I didn't do something right, or I hurt somebody's feelings, or, you know, I hurt somebody that's close to me. You know what I mean? And be apologetic and say, look, I'm sorry. I don't want to sacrifice our relationship or our friendship for my ego, because that's three words that could ruin a lot of shit in our lives. Excuse my language, but you know, I could go on for days, man. No doubt. You know, the other lady mentioned about not eating pork. You know, that's choices that we need to make. We got to have discipline. You know, we need to discipline ourselves to break certain habits. You know, think about going vegan. You know, learn about the environmental harm on animal agriculture and things like that, and be real with ourselves. You know, that's it. So, yo, Ontario, peace and love. Everybody on the phone, shout out to Anonymous, shout out to Panther Party, shout out to everybody. Peace.
Bye, y'all.